Bedtime Bites presents The Owl Who Opened a Bakery. High up in the tallest oak tree in Moonbeam Forest lived an owl named Jack. While most owls spent their nights hunting for mice and hooting at the moon, Jack had a very different dream. He wanted to bake. It all started one evening when Jack flew past Mimi Mouse's window and smelled the most wonderful scent, fresh chocolate chip cookies cooling on a rack. His tummy rumbled so loudly that he nearly fell right out of the sky. "What is that magical smell?" Jack wondered, pressing his face against the window. Mimi saw him and giggled. "Would you like to try one?" she asked, opening her window. Jack took one bite and his big yellow eyes grew even bigger. "This is the most delicious thing I've ever tasted, even better than field mice." "Would you like me to teach you how to bake?" Mimi offered. And so, every night after that, Jack visited Mimi's cozy kitchen. She taught him how to measure flour, crack eggs without getting shells everywhere, that took a while, and stir batter with his wing. Jack practiced and practiced until he could bake cookies, muffins, and even birthday cakes. One morning, as the sun was rising and Jack was heading home to sleep, he had a wonderful idea. "I'm going to open a bakery," he announced to anyone who would listen. The other animals thought this was very strange indeed. "But Jack," said Roger Raccoon, "owls are supposed to sleep during the day and hunt at night. Whoever heard of a bakery that's only open at nighttime?" "Then I'll be the first," Jack declared proudly, puffing out his feathered chest. Jack got to work right away. He found a hollow in the old oak tree that was just the perfect size. He hung a wooden sign that said Jack's Midnight Bakery and painted little stars all around the letters. He set up shelves, arranged his mixing bowls, and polished his oven until it sparkled. On opening night, Jack baked his very best recipes. He made moonlight muffins with blueberries that sparkled like stars. He created sleepy time cinnamon rolls that were soft as clouds. He even invented special midnight cookies shaped like crescent moons. But when he opened his door at sunset, nobody came. Jack waited and waited. He hooted hopefully, but the forest was quiet. All the daytime animals were already tucked into bed, sound asleep. Maybe Roger Raccoon was right, Jack sighed sadly, looking at all his beautiful treats. Maybe nobody wants to visit a bakery at night. Just as he was about to close up, he heard a tiny voice. "Excuse me, Mr. Jack, are you still open?" It was Freddy Firefly, glowing softly in the darkness. "I smelled something wonderful," Freddy said shyly. "I've been working hard lighting up the forest all evening, and I'm so hungry." Jack's heart soared. He gave Freddy the biggest midnight cookie and watched as the little firefly's face lit up with joy, even brighter than his tail. "This is amazing," Freddy buzzed happily. "Wait here." Freddy zipped away and soon returned with more friends. Bella Bat swooped in, followed by Nina Nightingale, then a whole family of possums, several sleepy hedgehogs, and even a shy skunk named Sebastian. "We never had anywhere to get treats before," Bella Bat explained, hanging upside down from a branch. "All the other bakeries close before we wake up." Soon, word spread throughout the forest. Every evening, as the stars began to twinkle, a line of nighttime animals formed outside Jack's Midnight Bakery. Some came for his famous starlight scones. Others couldn't resist his dreamy danishes. And everyone agreed that his hot chocolate with marshmallows was the perfect drink for a cool evening. Jack was so happy he could hardly believe it. He baked and baked, creating new treats every night. He made firefly fritters that glowed with hone, why he invented Moonbeam,